narco-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio!
We must not confuse dissent with disloyalty. We must remember always that accusation is not proof, and that conviction depends upon evidence and due process of law. We will not walk in fear one of another. We will not be driven by fear into an age of unreason if we dig deep in our history and our doctrine. And remember that we are not descended from fearful men, not from men who feared to write, to associate, to speak, and to defend the causes that were for the moment unpopular. We can deny our heritage and our history, but we cannot escape responsibility for the results. We proclaim ourselves, indeed as we are, the defenders of freedom wherever it continues to exist in the world. But we cannot defend freedom abroad by deserting it at home. Cassius was right. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. And good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're ready, because straight from downtown Columbus, Ohio, it is time for Liberation Nation with Deacon John, where America comes to hear the truth.
Hey, welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday. Don't forget, we're at freedomslips.com. So if you head over to our homepage on the internet, that's going to be freedomslips.com. Make a donation. We'd appreciate that very much. Again, freedomslips.com. And a lot of disturbing things. And I think for me, at least, Hijacker, things are starting to come into focus a little bit better. Those last two videos from Celeste Solem, the FEMA lady who's retired from FEMA, sort of put things in perspective for me, and it really kind of helped clarify what Trump's trying to struggle against. I think that he's definitely trying to do the right thing, but he's just, you know, he's had so many things different in his way and everything like that. So we got that. Tucker Carlson's he's trout fishing right now. So what do you got? Go ahead.
Yeah, how am I coming through, Deacon?
You sound fine. You're loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Great. Every newspaper, The View, spent 10 minutes talking about Tucker and his long-planned vacation. And so, guy goes on vacation, never saw so many people, so much chatter and so much news about it because they know. They know. So, yeah, the problem that President Trump's had from the very beginning are the people around him. And he just came from a business building background, and he just didn't know the environment of DC and how the power structure was set up and all the different players. And, I don't know what the problem is now. I think it's Pence. I don't think Pence wants to get out of the way. And so we can see what's going to happen in November unless there's a change up. Trump's got to win by a landslide. people don't get it. He just cannot eke this thing out. It's just not like he can't win like he won last time. The whole country is going to just fracture. So, and the only one that can really deliver a super landslide, a monster vote, is you got to change up for Tucker. He's the next generation. You got to give people another reason to vote for the Trump ticket besides Trump. Trump's got the votes he's got. They're not going anywhere, but he's not going to increase that many more. So you got to change the political paradigm, and you need a complex political variable to change a race. So I don't know what's going on. I wish we could have gotten the petition off the ground. I mean, I don't know where all these other alternative talks go. Yeah.
You have to email the link on your Facebook or tweet it out. People have to actually have that link. It's not public. Once you have 150 people who sign it, then it gets public on the White House website. So there, you have to give that link to people. They have to have that link to sign it. And once 150 people sign it, then it becomes public and public. It's not public right now. So that's part of the problem. You got to blast it out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But what I'm saying is that there are people that do YouTube. They got huge YouTube accounts. They listen to your show. Yeah. Oh, they could do it. They could put a link in there. I mean, SGT report, he could get 150 in 15 minutes, but he's not doing nothing. Rick Wiles, not doing nothing. They're not doing nothing. And so they're going to sit here and they're going to watch whether Trump wins or not. They're going to watch this country get completely ripped apart in November. And they're just not doing nothing. Either that or the communists are going to take over. And I'm just a shame on them. Just shame on them all. Every single one of them. If they've got a better strategy, let them put it forth.
Right. Well, they're looking at things purely from a political point of view. They want to use the paradigm that they're Republicans and they're loyal Republicans, and Pence is a loyal Republican. No, it's nonsense. You know, that's not maybe during normal times, but right now you look at things politically. You have to look at things. You have to play a different chess game. The problem is with these people on YouTube hijacker is they don't want to lose any of their supporters or anything, so they're not gonna promote someone. You know what I'm saying? Because they want to go with the lot, the traditional course, whatever you want to call it. They can't think around. You know what I'm saying? And I'll try to get it tweeted out again. Now I'm going to throw it back to you, and I'm going to copy the link and send it out to that one tweet person that's got all those tweets, 4,000 followers. But go ahead, give me a second here. Go ahead and talk about something.
Yeah, but I mean, even when people do tweet it out, I think Mr. Rowe has got something like 9,000 or 11,000 people. I think he's tweeted it out. But the people just won't do it. They just won't do it. So what we're expecting then is it's just get ready for November. It looks like it is going to be fractured. It's just get your guns, your beans, all the rest of that stuff. It is go time. So in 110 days, we're going to be in it. It's going to be hell on earth. So and even
well, that's what John Moore was saying. I listened to John Moore last night. He on his show, he said, you know, he talks to Dave Hodges and all these other talk show hosts and all these quite a list. Doug Hagman. He seems to be of the opinion that you're staring down. The Trump's getting ready for World War III, and it's already actually started. That's his unique thing. But I don't. You have these people who want to be political and they want to be Republicans and they want to talk about polls and this other nonsense. They don't know how to. They don't. I don't know whether they're like that stunted intellectually or have like a low IQ. Or have been trained to not talk about certain things or afraid to. But you can't just go down the road the way it's always been. There's got to be something different You've got to move your chess pieces around, and they're not willing to do that, these other talk show hosts.
Yeah, I guess they're scared of losing views or whatever. So, but anyways, I blame them all. I mean, we trashed them all up. Here it is. They talk, and now you see all their talk. You know, you want to talk about this conspiracy, that conspiracy. Look what that person's doing. Look how bad that is, you know. And yet they won't lift a finger. And they really did get, they got crushed. All of them. Thoroughly disgusted with, none of them are doing anything at all. It's just goes to show, I mean, if you want to know how we lost it where, you know, like this one guy, I think it's Blackstone Intelligence Report, Jake Morpheus. I can't get him. I think it's Blackstone on YouTube. Why I'm not going to vote for Trump or Biden. Oh, really? You mean why are you going to let the communists take over and you won't even lift a finger? You won't even try to, you know, lift your hand to even vote to try to stop the communists once they take over and the killing? Really? Really? What a great guy. What a great guy. He's made a moral decision that Biden and Trump are the same. No, they're not. Behind Biden, and the Democrats are hardcore communists. Everywhere they go, destruction and murder, genocide. But I'm not going to vote one way or the other. It's just a fraud, complete fraud.
Right. Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, you're going to go into, you're going to go into what this lady's talking about, what Gates is wanting to do with the vaccines and all these different things, which we'll talk about in a little bit here. But I don't think people understand. Now, here's another thing. Trust Sessions. These are the same people that are onto Q. And they want to say Sessions. Well, he lost Senate to Tommy Tuberville, the ex-Auburn coach. And Trump, this nonsense that Sessions was trust the plan and Sessions was doing special secret work. That's all bullshit. None of that's true. None of that was true for Q. That was something for 3 years they kept putting people asleep with. Well, he lost over there, and Trump and him have been having words since he's been running for his Senate seat back. He got defeated by the other Republican, Tommy Tuberville, in the Alabama Senate, Republican Senate primary. So, I mean, these are the same people that want to quote Q and all this other nonsense, and they just that's the problem that I have with people that want to have the YouTube channels and the Twitter accounts, and they want to paste, they want to spam stuff. People are loudmouths. For example, they, you know, like this Tory says, this woman over here, she's loud, she's a dumbass. She doesn't have any original thoughts together. I'll just use her for an example. There's a whole lot that they all talk nonsense. They're loud, brat. They put their face up on there. They have graphics, and it's all bullshit. All what it's doing is miseducating and misdirecting people, and they're doing it because they're narcissists and they want money, and they think they're going to make money and have all these followers. Wrong answer. You flunk. Get out of my classroom. You're a piece of garbage.
You're probably going to have to reset the call, Deacon. You're breaking up again. I don't know if you're calling from. I don't know if you're calling from your cell phone or what, but you're breaking up like two out of three words are just fading out. So you want to reset it?
Yeah, give me a second here. Let me turn something. Let's see if is that any better now. See if test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How's that?
Yeah, it seems like it's better. Yeah. What's doing the jiggling?
Oh, I have a VPN. I just shut it off. Am I coming through okay?
You're still skipping a little bit.
All right. Let me let me reset the call. Hold on, people. Hold on a second. Ray, how about now? Can you hear me?
Hang on. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, go ahead. You got to talk a little bit before we see if it's
saying, right. No, I'm just saying that these people with these YouTube channels and these Twitter accounts, it's nonsense that they flunk. I'd flunk them if they were in my classroom. They don't have any original thought. They make bullshit up. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know the difference between a primary and a secondary source. And they don't have any independent critical thinking at all, skills. But they'll go on there, and they're narcissists, and they want all these people to follow them on their YouTube and their Twitter and all those other nonsense. It's nuts. So those people are useless, in my opinion. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, they're actually proving that now. They can't see it, as plain as day, that we've got to change this paradigm. We can't go into this election like it is right now. There's got to be. We've got to make the change, and Tucker's a perfect guy to do it. There's got to be a new face of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Sort of a reformation or a remake, and that's the guy that can do it. He can do a lot of stuff, too. I mean, he can pick all kinds of fights. Let the racist come out, claiming that he's a racist. Let him pick that fight with that guy. There's so many ways, different directions that you could actually go in. I mean, there's so much anger right now out in California that he could probably go out to California, start calling political meetings. Gavin Newsom, what's he going to do? Send the state police in, say, no, you can't have this political meeting. You can't have these people getting together with a mask. Look at the footage.
Your sheriff up there, and your I don't know if it's near you. He got a bullhorn and says, "I'm not going to enforce these masks." Washington State, that's where you're at, right?
Yeah, he said. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying you've got a lot of sheriffs all over the country. We're not arresting people and looking tickets for masks. Are you crazy? You know what I'm saying? This whole mask thing is like mental subjugation thing is what it is, because that's what it is. It's a mind control device, the mask. It's not for your health. It's to bow down to the AI.
Yeah. It's basically compliance. And the more everybody wears these masks, the more they think they can get away with. And so they're going full out. I'm pretty much convinced that they're done with Trump, and they're going to make sure that the Democrats win it. I think they need somebody in the executive that's going to parrot exactly what they want them to do. And Trump's just too hard to work, and I think they're going to go ahead and get rid of him. But anyways, Tucker's a VP. He could go to California. And he could say, Gavin, had enough of this and all these masks, all this draconian stuff, trying to wipe all these businesses out. How about if I author a recall? How about if I set up a website? I'm going to be running for vice president, but also I'm going to run a recall on your ass. I'm going to come right at you. The Californians, they would rally right around Tucker, native son of California, and just go in and just pick fights.
If he doesn't run, if they don't put him on the ticket now, you think he'll run for governor of California, Senate seat, or Congress, or something like that in the interim to get some experience? I mean, who? This Gavin Newsom is a Bolshevik. Who's controlling him? Is it the Chinese? This is Pelosi's son-in-law, of course.
Right.
But
the communists, the Chinese, the globalists, yeah. No, but they got, unless you can clean up the voting rolls in California, where, everybody's got to actually come to the poll, present voter ID, registered to vote. Unless you really had it really cleaned up, super running voting roll type machine, it's not possible for a Republican to win in California. But a recall, that you can. A special election, yeah. That's how Arnold Schwarzenegger got in.
Yeah.
He got in off of a recall. That's the way you can actually slip in, is on a recall. But no, I don't think he would run for governor of California. I don't think so.
Well, like I said, I mean, part of the problem we have is he has put our side to sleep trust Sessions for 3 years. He can't even win the primary in his own state where he was a senator before he was the attorney general. So that's all nonsense. These, like I said, you really with who you listen to. And I know you do a lot of research all the time with your YouTubes and different things and different websites, but you know, you're pretty selective. I'm pretty selective. There's only a handful of people that it makes sense what they're saying. But these political operatives, you know, they got Red Pill YouTube channels. What are they? I don't know what they're called. This channel and this MAGA channel, Make America Great, and Trump, One America News YouTube channel. These people are all, they're frauds. They're just up there talking nonsense is all they're talking. And you know, it really pisses me off because it's being lazy intellectually. They're not doing the, I don't know, maybe they're not capable. They don't have the IQ or the training. I don't know. But you and I, we've gone through battles for 30 or 40 years getting beat up politically, getting called names and this, trying our theories and independent thinking until you get to the point where you want to, you know what you're doing. These people on YouTube, don't get me wrong, I'm for the First Amendment. They can say whatever they want to say. But I'm just sick and tired of their spam. Getting spammed all the time by these people.
Yeah, well, at least we know, at least we're going to know how we lost it. So, not that it's going to be very, very consoling. It's just a crying shame.
Like me, friend on the line, and you actually publish your manifestos, and you talk to the authorities, and you've been dealt with. You had dealt with judges and all this other thing, where they, you know, they locked you up and all these, being a political prisoner. And you know, I went through a private school education. I mean, if I just like you, I took my knocks. If I said the wrong answer, stupid in class, I got humiliated. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to get toughened up like that. You have to have the right ideas. You have to have individual thought and originality. You have to be able to move those pieces around from high top. You have to see all different moves. That's my rant to morons with these YouTube channels. I'm like, come on, man. All you're doing is spamming me out. You're telling me nonsense and stuff. I don't know if it's disinformation. I think that they let these people exist and give them a million followers or whatever like that because they know that they're giving people wrong information. I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, all they do is basically say how bad it is and look what that person's doing. They won't even lift a finger. No. It's incredible. Not even one finger. And then they'll sit there and they'll say, oh, it doesn't matter if it's a Republican or a Democrat. You know, it's all the same. It's all going to be the same, right? Like the difference between if Trump gets in, yeah, he's probably taking us down a dark road. But if the communists get in, I mean, my God.
Well, you know. I mean, the thing about Trump is Trump's trying to do the best. Whatever's going to happen when we come out the other side of this, whether we come out intact or not or whatever happens, at least he's going to try to give you as much of your rights as possible. I'm not saying he's not. I mean, he knows what he's up against. Hey, the guys let you keep your guns, right? That's pretty good, damn good thing for 3.5 years. You still have your guns, right? And that type of thing. So I think he's tried to hold on to all of our freedoms as possible, but a lot of this, you know, he can't control. You know, he's reacting to and stuff. Is he perfect? No. Is he a saint? No. But I think he's on the right side, you know. I mean, He gave a speech, was it today or yesterday? I think it was last night, where he just slammed Biden and says, look, you elect this guy, you're going to get crime in the streets and come. So he gave a thing in the Rose Garden. So, but that's what this is about. So,
yeah, and some of these guys, they wouldn't even have a channel. They would have lost their channel in the first 6 months of a Hillary Clinton presidency. This censorship was started long before just last year. Just I don't know, Deacon. I'm infuriated at them all, and I've watched it for so long. You know, no nothing, no councils, no. Not lift one finger, and now all they do is sit there and say, "Oh, it's all theater. It's all right." Won't even lift one finger, or click one button, one petition. What? Unbelievable! Absolutely unbelievable. So,
well, I mean, if the look, it's not in the politicians' interest to change any of this, because they're stealing money and they've got tickets to the underground city. However you want to slice it or dice it, right? But at least some of these people, some of these personalities, these news personalities or political analysts can come up and push some of these ideas. But they don't even want to do that, because they're on a take too. They want their audience. They want their YouTube money. They want their advertisers and all this other. Anybody who thinks that Black Lives Matter is about social justice and the white Marxists, you're smoking crack, because this is about something much different. We'll be right back.
Not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me
a dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
Hey,
want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
This is David Dungeon from Shiny Side Out. You're listening to Revolution Radio. And now we return you to Liberation Nation with Deacon John.
All right, welcome back. Don't forget, we're listener supported at freedomslips.com. Head over to your homepage. That's going to be freedomslips.com. Make a donation. And I just had that tweeted out by someone who's got like 4,500 followers on Twitter, so let's hope we get our 150 signatures on that petition. We'll see what happens. We'll keep up on that. But did you? I don't know if you got a chance to listen to those two videos about the nanoparticles and all that. See, that this is where this is going. I mean, talking about when we say that we want Tucker Carlson to replace Pence, it's because we don't want to have the people, military, beating your door down, forcing you, holding you down to take an injection type of thing. Okay, that's what we're trying to stop, right, hijacker? We're trying to get a political solution on this, so they don't jack us up with a needle or whatever else they want to blow us up with, right?
Yeah, well, it's going to be pretty hard. I mean, especially after what Trump said, it's not going to be mandatory, but at the same time, he's talking about using the military. But no, the biggest thing is, Deacon, come November 3rd, once this election goes down, neither side is going to believe the other legitimately won the election. Like if the Democrats were to win, they've had 3 years of nothing but brainless, mindless propaganda to basically brainwash millions and millions of people, lies after lies, propaganda. So you're dealing with a population that actually voted with completely bad information. They don't even know what to, they're almost like children. They really don't even, shouldn't even have a right to vote. I mean, you know, really in a quote unquote democracy, you got to have, you know, which this is actually supposed to be a republic, a representative republic. But you got to have educated people. That's why when they signed the Constitution, unless you own land,
right,
you didn't really have any stake in the game, so to speak. So
that's right. Anyway. You can only vote for your electors. You know what I'm saying? It's indirect. So if you own property back in the original for electors, and then the electors in your state, right, the Electoral College couldn't be your state politicians, your governors and your state representatives. So it would have to be someone that they nominate. So you would vote for those people, and then those people would turn around and vote for the president. So
right, it was set up like this. So you had like the people you know, that basically own the land were able to vote. Right. So they had something going to where they were actually able to have land, be able to manipulate it or whatever. So you're dealing with it's just not like a drunkard who doesn't have anything. So you're dealing with fairly smart people. Then what they did is they voted for a representative or a state senator or state rep. And then what those people would do, then they would pick who was going to be the federal senator. And then also the legislature, which are smarter people you're dealing with, they would figure out who's the smartest among us to put forth on the next level. And so,
right.
And so that's how, but now it's not like that. Now you just got the ignorant masses. And so it's going to turn into a nightmare. I can see it coming. So,
well, I mean, John Mark, I mean, he deleted everything and ran away. I don't know what the deal was. I'm not going to blame him or anything. I don't know what the circumstances were, but he's making the argument you can't the constitutional system republic we have with all these people who don't belong here, who are illegals, who hate America. You can't, it doesn't work. It won't work. You can't. That none of the other side's done, particularly under Obama, as they flooded this country with all these. I don't know what you call them, man. They don't belong here, man. I'm sorry. I don't care what they're white, black, Asian, Hispanic, whatever they are, mixed breed, mixed race. If you don't function in society the way that the original founders of the Constitution, what they've done is they've overloaded the system so much that it doesn't work anymore. You can't have a constitutional republic with the demographics and population we have now. It won't work. And the only way to do that is, I don't know, how do you solve that? I mean, do you get rid of people? The original FEMA camps were built during Reagan to put all the Mexicans on and get them out. That's what they were. They were built on the railways lines, and they were going to get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? But he signed the amnesty. The bottom line is, you cannot have Western civilization with a huge parasite underclass. This is what we have right now, and I'm sorry, that's just the way it is, and it's not meant to be racial. I don't care if a person's white or black, what color they are. Either you fit into the society, you fit into the social and legal system, or you're gonna get out. You don't belong here. That's the problem we have. It's our democracy. It's not a democracy. Don't keep saying democracy on TV, politicians, and the news media. It's not a democracy. They distrust the democracy. They built in safeguards so there wouldn't be a lot of democracy. But go ahead.
Yeah, you can't have all these different cultures come into a first world country with a complex, really deeply, all these deep liberal type of institutions, put it that way. You just cannot, I can't find the words I'm looking for, but it doesn't work. I mean, there's a reason why most Islamic countries have a strong man, have a it's close to a dictator. Yeah. Right. It just does not compatible with the type of society that we've built. So.
He also made the observation, if you're looking at Western civilization, particularly, Great Britain and England, early United States, I mean, we would kill 2% of our population of criminals. They'd kill them. Early on, or they put them in prison. I mean, they would just basically kill the criminals. They kill them, get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? They don't belong here. You're not going to get out. You're not going to get somebody else. They're still breaking into somebody's house a second time. Fine. Here's your girl. And we put you up against the wall. That kept society free, because you can't have criminals in a parasite underclass running things, and that's what's going on right now. I know that's not popular. You're not supposed to say that, and it's not the right thing to say, but that's the truth. And the problem is these people have been told right from wrong, get right with you, be a productive member of society. If you're black or Hispanic or different Asian culture or race, that's fine. Come over and be an American. Just forget about but you can't be a parent. Site, you can't run around and commit. This is what I used to always say, that our parents and grandparents and ancestors were rough people. They never put up with it. They dragged these people out on the street and beat them to death anyway. And the cops would look the other way, because they would not suppress crime. They would execute 2% of the population on a regular basis, because those people don't belong here, because they've committed too many crimes, and you can't rehabilitate them. They don't, they're parasites. That's the problem we have, and that's the problem Trump has, and that's where Tucker Carlson comes in, because you can't, it's 2020, you can't go out and let these Black Lives Matter, these that are people and stabbing people. You can't grab them off the street, throw them in a cell, give them a trial in 30 days, and put them in prison or execute them for murdering. That's not where we're at. So you have to have someone like Tucker, who's a younger generation, who can explain all these ideas to the people, right? Is that kind of the idea?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, if the Republican Party does not adapt and change for this incredible demographic group, something like 86 million of these millennials coming along, and get creative and, yeah, communicate, then it's going to be over. I'll tell you, Deacon, if the Democrats get control in November, in fact, Thomas Sowell, I think he said, we've reached the point of no return. If the Democrats get control in November, Thomas Sowell, he's a black intellectual. He basically says it's over for the country. It's over for America. We've reached the point of no return. There's no way that the Republicans are ever going to get power again. And it's just going to be a series of, the Bolsheviks are going to take over. And eventually they'll be at your door, wanting to stick a needle in your arm or haul you off. Or maybe just night of long knives, show up just to put a bullet in you. But that is where these people are going. These are psychopaths, and they got a lot of money and a lot of power. And so that's why I don't understand why somebody like Rick Wiles, why he can't even just say, look, maybe we ought to put a petition up there to get this, young Christian, really smart guy, Tucker Carlson, as the VP. Maybe we ought to do something to try to defend it. Instead, he basically attacks Trump. Yep. He made his own bed, let him lie in it. No, Rick. No. We're all going to lie in that bed. We're all getting ready to get the hell beat out of us. So, yeah, and then tonight, I guess I'll do the round table. But I'm quickly reaching the point to where if we don't get the change up, and we'll know if Tucker comes back on the after a week or 2 weeks vacation, whatever he's going to take, and it's just like going back to normal, he's just going to do his talk shows. That means there's not going to be any kind of deal or change up in the Republican presidential convention, which means we got Pence and Trump, which means we're going to go, no matter who wins, we're going to go for a chaotic November, and we're going to get a serious break. Then it'll probably be worse if Trump actually ekes it out and, just wins by a narrow margin. They're really going to go crazy then. Their heads are going to completely explode, and they're going to feel like they got ripped off. And so,
see, hijacker, if you look through American history and even Western civilization, you know what the duly elected, a legitimate constitutional government would do with people like this is they would send out someone like Andy Jackson or Grant or Sherman to kill all these people, right? Because they deserve to die, is what they, but the problem we have is it's just, I don't know whether I know it's part of it's popular. We used to laugh and say it's put something on the wall, but it's just they've warped so many people's brains. And what are they doing in colleges? Could you imagine if you had a kid at college, would you even bother sending them to college? You'd have to pick a conservative college that just does the liberal arts, you know what I'm saying, teaches math and science and philosophy and history and reading and all that type of thing. But what are they brainwashing these people? Is that what the educational system, teaching them about Sharia law and all the Muslims and the gay rights and
institutional racism, white privilege. Racist,
yeah.
Yeah, all that. Right. They take a set of facts and they set it up and the thing is nothing's perfect in this world. This is the realm that we're at. Nothing's going to be 100%. You're going to have on the edges, but at least it's better. There's a reason why everybody wants to get to the United States. It's at least better than what they come from. It's not perfect, but what they do in these studies or whatever, They'll take these particular flaws and they'll magnify them. And then they just get brainwashed. The reason why you're having the problems you're having is people are holding you down. They're holding you back. So it's, I don't know. So Deacon, I got the late night from tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific time, midnight Eastern, and the High Council Roundtable. And so if you all want to come on, come on. I think Tones is going to help me quarterback it. And so, you know, I'll do tonight. I don't even know. I'm reaching the point to where if nobody else jumps on and helps try to change up the situation, then the handwriting's on the wall. You can kind of see it. And so what's the point? I mean,
yeah.
Well,
we did the best we could. So,
yeah. Well,
I don't know what more we can do.
Right. We've got this roundtable, people. It's every Wednesday evening at midnight Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Pacific, on Studio A, and it's a lot of.
Yeah, you're on there too, Deacon. You're going to help out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I come on, yeah. And it's just sort of passes around, and we talk about different issues and everything. But anybody, again, and I'm not saying this is of course nothing against, I'm not saying attributing this to anybody in a roundtable, but like people can't just say "Make America Great Again" and QAnon. You can't. You have to dig down and understand the dynamics of what's going on here and what Trump's dealing with. These Satanists, the Gates and Soros and Kissinger, and, you know, I mean, come on, man. You, at least that's one level, and you probably even go deeper than that until you get to the AI and the quantum computer that they birthed to life right now. So, I mean. Yeah, I mean, you've got to come up with solutions. And just saying that the dime store dummy Pence, he can't. That's not going to help anybody. Pence, all the evangelicals are going to vote for Trump anyway. Now he doesn't need Pence, right?
No, that. And I think that is the problem we're having, Deacon. I don't think Pence wants to move off that VP spot, even if he was offered Secretary of State. I don't think he's moving. He's a deep state guy. And I don't think he's got – that's why it's going to have to be a petition. It's going to have to be somebody like a Sean of the SGT report that does a petition where you can get overwhelming numbers and then everybody jumps on. And where you have like a couple million people, you know, you break a record. You go over a million people that want draft Tucker for VP, which will give President Trump – at least the leverage to say to Mike, look, move over to Secretary of State, or I don't want you as the VP anymore. I'm going to pick Tucker up. At this point, if I was Trump, I would actually risk an internal civil war with the Republican Party, because I don't think there really would be any if he decided to replace Pence. Most of the people in the party, they already know. I mean, they're already talking about Tucker in 2024. There's no downside to changing up Pence for Tucker. So I don't even think people would. It's just
the only negative is the other side would attack Trump and say that
it disloyal, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Pence seems to be the problem. And the only way to actually force this thing is through this petition that you put out, which could be written better. So maybe if David the X-22, but he's not going to do it. He's playing ball with the whole Q thing. No, it's looked like it's done. Looks like we're just getting ready to have it's going to be a hell of a November 3rd, November 4th. It's just going to be.
Right.
Probably the communists are all going to take over. They'll probably get the Senate too. So yeah, they'll get the clean sweep, and then they'll quickly go for the guns, the second, third wave, forced vaccinations. yeah, before it's over with, we're all going to make our stand, and one by one, we all fall down. We're all going to get either imprisoned or killed. So, because they wouldn't even put up a petition. Can you believe that? They wouldn't even lift a finger. Completely disgusted. I'm completely... Yeah, we'll do tonight. We'll do tonight.
Oh, we'll see what happens, but I wanted to get, and probably the best time to do this would be later tonight, maybe on the round table, but I'm going to ask, get some opinions on this vaccine stuff. Apparently what this lady is saying, she worked for FEMA for 20 years and she saw the white papers and read all this stuff when it was being developed. If you get a test, they're putting this hydrogel inside you with the test when they swab you. You're already getting dosed with this. You don't need, so I'm not a doctor, but my personal opinion is I'd stay away from any kind of testing for any of this stuff. I wouldn't go anywhere near a doctor right now unless I was having a heart attack or in a car crash or something like that. You know what I'm saying? We're in uncharted territory right now, and John Moore is right about on November 3rd, all hell's going to break loose. That's that pastor. He saw that. Those fingers underlining on the calendar, his dream, and then he saw the November fist punch in the calendar on that. I think that's what we're dealing with, because you have people just, they won't think out of the box, man. You know, you got to get Pence over to Secretary of State. Just go, look, Mike, you could steal more money and take more. Even cut me in on my cut, Trump could tell him. Being secretaries, you know, and then it's good. It'll even look better when you want to run for president, don't you think? He was vice president and secretary of state, both.
Yeah, but okay. I think it's the Zionist around Trump that will, under no circumstance are they going to let Tucker get that VP spot. So it's more than just Pence. It's the power structure.
Pence in the back pocket, the Zionist, huh?
Right. I think it's a power structure that is around Trump. And then you got Ivanka and Jared. They're looking at eyeballing it. They're probably not even going to mind if President Trump loses, because then they can go ahead and they can come out and Ivanka can run for being the first female president in 2024. Oh yeah, no. We're in a world of hurt. Yeah, where's John Moore? Where's the petition for Tucker? No, they don't get it. They don't get it. They got to rally now. We got a month, basically, before the convention.
You know, of course, he's been saying the past week that Jared Kushner's been the mole for Mueller. That he's double crossed his father in law, the president, and Trump needs to get his ass out of the White House right away. What are your thoughts on that, Kushner?
Yeah, I think he's basically an Israeli guy, Mossad.
Yeah,
I mean he is. When he talks about Americans, he's talking like we're foreigners. You know, the whole way he, you know, I think he sees himself more as an Israeli, and the Lubavitch, Judaic.
Uh huh.
You know, I'm thinking...
Lubavitch.
Yeah. So
Rabbi Schneerson, that dead rabbi, they go pray to him like he's a Messiah or something like that. You know, Stephen Ben-Nanu came out and he said that his sources in Israel said that there's rabbis over there in Israel now. They say the Messiah is there and he's alive and they're talking to him and they're hiding him. Do you believe that? This is going to get out crazy pretty soon, man. We're going to have a good round table tonight, Jugger. There's a lot of stuff to talk about, man, besides just the political stuff. You've got this Zionist, the rabbi supposedly over in Israel, the chief rabbi, the Messiah. They're talking to him. They say he's alive. And then we've got this gel stuff. They want to inject you with particles. There's all kinds of good stuff tonight.
Oh, yeah, a lot of smart people.
Why don't you give that out?
Right, that's why we give that's why we call it the High Council. It's a lot of smart people, and it goes in a lot of different directions. Right now, I got tunnel vision with this Tucker Carlson because I can see, unless the paradigms change, I can see what's going to happen. So, but yeah, it's at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight Eastern Standard Time.
Right.
So, yeah. So,
you know, I wanted to give you another thing, give you a little bit of hope here too today. Don't get too discouraged because Alex Jones again sent today. It sort of dropped out of his mouth. Apparently, Trump talks to Carlson all the time on the phone. According to Jones, and he said that Trump likes him because Carlson won't kiss his ass. He'll tell him what he thinks and what he thinks he should do and what he's doing wrong. And apparently, they talk all the time on the phone. He said this. He said it again today. So I don't know. I don't know. It sounded like he wasn't making it up to me. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, we can only hope. I mean, that's really, we're going to know, folks. We're going to know if Tucker comes back after vacation and he just starts doing his show and we go on a convention and there's no whispers of it, he doesn't disappear, then you're going to know it's going to be the Trump-Pence. Nothing's going to change. And so we're headed for a hellacious November where it's going to be bad. It's going
to
be bad.
Time to fight. Right,
yep.
Time to get your rifles, shotguns, yeah. All right, so yep. Listen, people, we're going to get the music here. Tonight at midnight Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Pacific with the Hijacker, with the High Council Roundtable. It's going to be wild tonight, so I'm looking forward to that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess that's it.
What else you got, Hijacker, for tonight? I know we'll talk about Tucker and some political chat.
Yeah. We'll see you tonight.
All right.
Yeah, good. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
We're going to sign off. Say goodbye.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that